a few minutes. We are shifting gears organizationally as we have brought the boys and the girls back home, mostly from our purge campaign in the East. We're going to be talking about what's next. We're going to be talking about the voting, which the state is going to be asking you to do in a couple of days now, and more. Also, we're just going to be a ton of drug jokes this entire fireside. I'm going to try to make the gas huffing at scale thing that we're going to be doing. It's just all about snorting gas. Because CCP has asked us to snort a lot of gas, so that's where we're going. That's what we're doing. We're going to get into this in a second once the numbers stabilize, and we will get the show on the road. In the meantime, get your coffee, get ready for bingo, and get ready to rock. Ajaxify with the early bingo bait. All right, so where do I want to begin? I want to begin today with the fact that we have a ballot that has no pappies on it. We are about to do the CSM elections, and this year we do not need to trade within any of our enemies. We're seeing some kind of amusing things like people leaving blank spots on their ballots, amateur hour style on the hostile side. And I'm really happy that we have a good group of people. I know every year we get together and we hear about the necessity of the CSM and all these other sort of things, and half of the group rolls their eyes. But the good thing is that you motherfuckers vote when we ask you to, in the way that we ask you to. And we're not going to force you to make any sort of independent choices at all. We're going to give you 10 people to vote. We have gamed it out with our best math nerds to figure out exactly how the waterfall is going to work. And the idea there is essentially... Well, I don't know. We're going to have to see whether the bad guys actually fuck it up. But I believe that the best thing that we can do now that CCB has sort of recognized how badly they whiffed it over the last couple of years is send a couple of our best economic experts. One of the things that Goonswarm does better than anybody else is finance. And part of our finance team is, of course, both Kazanier and Angry Mustache. Kazanier can handle not only math, but socializing and all of the political aspects and all the maneuvering there. He's been with us for zillions and zillions of years. I actually don't know how long. It's been more than a fucking decade, I'll tell you that much. And then Angry Mustache, of course, you know him. He interprets the MER for us. And if anybody is going to be able to tell these people in Iceland that wyverns are not supposed to be made out of water, it's going to be our crew. There are also other people besides the top four on that ballot. We've got Saren, we've got Hyper Viper, we've got Panda, we've got Brisk, we've got a good slate of dudes. And depending upon how badly the pubbies fuck this up, we may have a big opportunity here to stack the CSM. If we can get four Imperium, that's fantastic. Three is pretty standard. If we get more than four members of the Imperium on the CSM, that is a huge victory as far as I'm concerned. Now, the water wyvern thing is going to be part of our gas hung discussion we're going to get to here in a second. I have a request to get in here about a move up. Let me write this down. If you haven't moved your shit out of the East yet, there's going to be a move up at 2030 Eve today. So that'll be the last Euro move up. Most people have gotten their shit out of there. This was a combat deployment. We told you to get the fuck out when it was time to get the fuck up out, and most of you have, which is cool and good. But this is not a scenario where we got to the end of our tantrum radius and those Fortizars are going to be there forever. As we moved our capitals out, the bad guys finally actually found their balls and started shooting them once we were safely out of the way. So I don't think you have much time yet. So if you have been late or delaying or holding your ass on the move up, you may just have to have your stuff go to asset safety, which I'm old school, so it seems relatively easy, and it's nice that you have it. But avoid it. Avoid it if you can. Please go on the move up. Make your FCs happy. Reasonable. So BP is setting me up with an easy softball. Why does it matter? Why does it matter to vote for the CSM? Why do we care? Is it not just like internet spaceship student council elections and it doesn't really make a difference or whatever? One of the things about the CSM that matters so much is that if it is not stacked with people who actually know what the fuck that they are talking about, you can see greatly distortionate things happen to the sandbox. Now, a lot of the good work that the CSM does is behind an NDA, and most of that work is shooting down the dumbest ideas that CCP has, or shooting down the dumbest idea that pubby CSMs have. Pubby CSMs join, they tend to leak, they tend to violate their NDAs, but of course, because everybody in EVE is like, ooh, the Imperium, ooh, Goonswarm. We have to behave. We are good boys and girls, and we play by the rules when we're upstairs doing CSM stuff. The guys are in the trenches down there shooting down some of the worst ideas. And in the eras where we have not done that, such as CSM 5, you guys have heard the story before, but it is important. You all use jump bridges. We're just talking about a fucking move up. And there was a time where by CSM5, the fifth CSM, people were like, oh, well, it doesn't really matter. You know, whatever. We're not going to bother. And we slacked off. We didn't really care. We just let it go. And then when there was no NullSec representation on the CSM, the fucking pubbies got together and said that they thought it would be a good idea to remove jump bridges from NullSec, which was something that they weren't even engaging in. They were a bunch of high-sec randos. And they said on CSM5, we all agree, NullSec, those NullSec people, they don't need jump bridges. CCB Grayscale has a great idea. Let's go Grayscale's way. Grayscale is now, of course, at Albion Online, and we still have jump bridges. But that is only after everyone realized then the risk that an uncontrolled CSM has to the game as a whole. Now, there are other risks, of course. What happens when our enemies get control of the CSM or get the ear of someone like Rattati? Well, when our enemies, such as Kenneth Feld from PanFam, who is, again, their amazing industry representative that they're going to try to send, he got CCP's ear somehow. Because those evil goons were always trying to metagame, even though we weren't. And Rattati listened to Kenneth Feld, and we got stuck with the dreaded Feldistry system. You might be wondering what Feldistry is. Feldistry is a system where a wyvern is made up of water. A wyvern's made of water. And capital ships that now require us to huff gas as an organization, as a coalition. We're going to be talking about this here in a second. But these two issues tie together. We need gas. We have to huff gas because those are key components for building capital ships. And we are shifting into Delve Time Unit mode here, guys. We're coming back from purging in the east, and we're about to start shitting out as many caps as we can. In order to do that, we need gas, comma, lots. We'll get to that. But in order to keep the ships being buildable at all, and to avoid another Feldistry, and to avoid another CSM5 where they decide to remove jump bridges, we need to send our best and our brightest to Iceland this year. Our guys who have been there for the last few years have been fighting a rearguard action against some of the dumbest shit you can imagine. It's worse and dumber than you can imagine. I don't even know what it is, because, again, good boys and girls, we don't violate our NDAs. I have no idea what was taking place up there, but I do know we saw the Rattati administration doing its thing, and look where we are. Right. But now it appears that things have turned around. CCP doesn't like seeing their numbers plummeting. They don't like seeing revenue declining. And they're even making concessions like a multi-account discount. So now it is the time for us to send some of our best experts and politicians. Kazanier is not only a finance expert, he is savvy with NullSec politics and in general the ways of the social, as is Brisk. Angry Mustache is a subject matter expert. We're sending Pando, who is one of the best and most unique FCs in EVE, if we can get him over the hump in there, right? Again, guys, if we get 3, that's standard issue. We did our jobs. We voted like we have in the past. If we can get 4, that is a bonus. If we get more than that, that is wonderful. The CSM uses a single transferable vote system, which means that there is a waterfall of votes down the ballot. This is why we give you a ballot where you don't have to think for yourself. We've got everything filled out for you. There's going to be a post made. That's going to have, here's a link to the ballot, press the button, go vote the way we tell you to, please. And then beyond that, they're going to see an exit poll. The exit poll is an interrupt on goonfleet.com. It is how we use a method of tracking to see how we're doing this year compared to past years. We track this every year. If you've been with us before, you've heard this speech in one version or another many times before. This year, I'm unfortunately having to talk not just about jump bridges, but, you know, wyverns made out of water. But that's what Rattati got us. So, please, please, please vote the way that we ask you to, exactly the way that we ask you to. You utilize your ability to think independently by doing precisely what the state asks. Please. Thank you. I see any questions about the CSM or stuff like that before we talk about huffing gas and building caps. We're going to be posting the Imperium ballot. We already posted it at the Meta Show. I'm not sure whether it's been... I think the big thread in the Alliance mail is going to come out tomorrow when the actual voting begins. But is it tomorrow, Kazanier, or is it the day after? It's either Tuesday morning or Monday evening. I forget. Tuesday morning at fuck o'clock. All right. So why do I think it is an opportunity? I think that we're going to talk about the multi-account discount thing now. So CCP raised the prices on the fucking video game, if you're a U.S. person, to $20 a month. And there was great hue and cry because we had mostly been promised bullshit. And received bullshit from the Rattati administration. So I was a little surprised, and I understand we talked about this on the Meta Show yesterday, and people are like, you know, oh gosh, it's not enough. I'm a little shocked that CCP actually offered, even if it's just for 1 and 3 month accounts so far, I'm a little shocked that they offered a multi-account discount that is so steep that it goes back to the original price. So your first account is $20 a month. This is all Freedom Land currency we're talking about here. And then your alts would be back to the original price. So please take advantage of this promotion if you are interested in it, because I'm a little surprised that they went that far. I think it's a sign of a big concession from CCP. It's not perfect, but it is a step in the right direction. So there is a multi-account discount, and I would ultimately like to see that be a permanent part of EVE Online. Like in my world, if I could just be in charge of it, logically speaking, you should have more of a discount the more accounts that you have invested into the game, sending CCP money every month, and they've never offered anything like this before. Is it perfect? No. Is it ideal? No. Is it a huge first step? Yes. Am I a little surprised that they went as far as they did? Yeah, actually. So we're going to see where this goes. They haven't made it easy to find this discount, but please look it up. Get it if you can. All right. So there's a few other things. I have a note here. If you haven't done it yet, there are free Praxises, Praxi, and Gnosises available. CCP has been doing giveaways, so make sure to redeem them. If you've been deployed, redeem your Gnosis and your Praxi in 1DQ1. So just check that shit. They are useful. They're free ships. Get them. There's some bingo bait here, and it's a good bingo bait about should people stop crabbing once they have a Titan? The answer is, of course, no. The reason why is that we want one Titan. We're going to peacetime mode here, guys, so we're shifting gears. Where I say peacetime, I mean we are preparing for the next war as hard as we possibly can, which means we ultimately want a shield Titan and an armor Titan in every hangar. Everyone needs dreads, everyone needs faxes, everyone needs carriers, and one Titan of each type. We're going back to the way that we did this before the Vietnam War. It worked in the Vietnam War because we fought the entire galaxy and beat them, and that's because instead of just holding our dicks or whatever you feel like holding, when we're not actively glassing our enemies, we are busting ass to get as much war material as possible for the next thing. So now we're going to talk about gas. There are a bunch of links that are going to be dropped here. Yep, Ranger's got it. So these are blockers to us shitting out capitals, right? CCB has made it slightly easier to build dreadnoughts. We are just beginning to spin these things up. And our appetite for gas and these weird little widgets you can get from exploration is pretty much inexhaustible, right? We need this stuff, which means that there are training classes that Kathy Iron is running to teach you how to do day tripping. We are encouraging people who are involved in the Locust SIG to get involved in huffing gas there, and at a corporate level or just an individual level, check it out. It's a great way to make money because everyone in EVE needs this shit to make capitals, and there are buy orders in 1DQ1. It is very simple. In order to make dreads, we must huff gas, and therefore we must do it in an organized way at scale. So check that out. The good news is that there's now ways to make money. Are they necessarily in NullSec? Eh. But at least we can get gas and turn this into fucking dreadnoughts again. We also need PI. That is the constant thing. This is just going to be part of our usual weekly herf from the pulpit of the things that the Empire needs to function as an Empire. GSOL always needs PI because PI is used to build citadels, and we have an inexhaustible need for those. We need gas and these... The exploration thing that we need for capships, there's only a few of those widgets. If you click that thread, if you're interested in doing exploration, check it out. That is what we need. It's not like we need everything. There's just a couple of those things. Somebody to put them in a list and what the exact widgets are. I forget. There's some sort of a complicated. There we go. Thank you. So check that out.
Yeah, let me pimp that just two accounts thread is relatively new. It's pretty high effort, but it's really good if you just have a couple accounts and you want to make the most money you can out of PI. That's what that thread is for. If you want to maximize your profit and you're logging into EVE every day anyway, it's really good stuff.
He's talking about the PI guide, building two kinds of P4 with just, you could build that. Whoa. I know enough about, I actually, PI, there's no excuse. Everybody can do PI because I actually was able to set up a pretty significant PI chain myself. If my simple mitten brain can handle it, you can too. It's not that many clicks because they actually reduce the amount it takes. It is not that hard. Check that thread out. The multi-account discount is something that was for US players only, so I'm not sure if there's a direct link to it. If there is, if somebody can find that and dump it in Elysium, that'll make it a lot easier. One of the challenges that we're finding with a lot of the CCB stuff is they, I mean, you guys know how this is. They got hit with a bunch of unsubs, they got hit with a bunch of outrage, and they're probably scrambling to go, oh, let's get a discount out, let's get something going on so that we can get people resubbing to the game and being happy. It's also for EU, thank fuck. So guys, if this doesn't work, and I don't really want to get up here and sound like I'm shilling for CCB, because I'm not saying that the Rattati administration has done cool or good things. What I am saying is that I've never seen a multi-account discount in EVE Online's history. And my concern is if they crack the door open a little bit and people don't use it because it's buried in some hidden place because the marketing department has no idea how to market or whatever their problem is, then they'll go, oh, people didn't really want to do this. So I'm hoping that it works. I'm hoping that people utilize the discount such that it can then be formalized and scaled up beyond the 1 month and the 3 month discount. So check it out. Utilize it if you feel like it. I want to pimp Goon Meets. Berlin is coming up the 9th and the 10th of July. That is right around the corner. We also have Vegas. Vegas tickets, I believe more than a third of them have already sold. We've got a bunch of people who are going to be there. We're going to be on our old stomping grounds. I can't believe it's already June and that we're already talking about Vegas again, but here we are. Here we are. So we've got Vegas, we got Berlin, and we've got a Denver Summer Swarm in the works for late August. That is also in the mix. Check the Goon Meet sub forum. All right, now I'm going to move to some shoutouts. And so first of all, I want to say thank you to everyone who participated in the glassing campaign of this Jeff deployment. It was a really hard couple of months. In terms of hard, I mean, well, the puppies were running away from us and we were crashing dreadnoughts into trees. But one of the things that made it a difficult deployment was the fact that we were advancing so rapidly, we were constantly having to do move ops and moving, staging forward, 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 move forward, purge, move forward, purge, move forward, purge. And one of the reasons why I want to thank you is that I said this both on Firesides and I said this in Kremlin meetings, is we have been in a situation in the past, like in 2019, when we went to tribute to purge NC DOT's territory, and I wanted more regions burned. And in this case, and in that case, we didn't really have the endurance. We hadn't gone through the Vietnam War. We, organizationally speaking, weren't used to doing glassing. We were weaker and less efficient then. And this time around, I was like, okay, guys, we got Esoteria, we got Faithabolus, we weren't really doing Esoteria officially as part of the Jeff deployment. You know what I mean, though. We did Faithabolus after that had been secured, and then Amist, and then halfway through Tenerphis. And then we got to wave our dicks in their face by shoving our Titans into 4060p. That was a lot of fun. But you guys actually did the fucking work. You moved stagers over and over again. And I also want to give a particular shout out to everyone who was working behind the scenes to help make that happen. Your FCs, your cords, your logisticians, everyone who has been working to do all of these move ops. We don't normally do move ops. We're not pappy. We're not constantly going, oh, wow, let's just do move ops for fun. Like, we did it because the strategic pace was successful enough that it was time to do a fucking force march. And force marches aren't fun, but you guys got it done. And your FCs and your cords and your logisticians actually made sure that that happened. So please be nice to your friends when they are helping you move your crap from one section of the galaxy to the other. We've done more of these recently than we have in a long-ass time, and I've been very impressed by our purge rate as well as our ability to move. If at this point you're not moving your shit, we have spent so much time saying, hey, please move your shit. Hey, we're doing move ops where everybody's really trying to make it easy for you to get your shit from point A to point B and to make it easy for you to get rich and start building Titans and Reds and buying Titans and Reds. So one other big, super important shout out, of course, is to the silent service. The people who are out there every day listening to pubbies, hanging out with pubbies, acting like they are one of them to get us the kind of intel that we need to make these kind of deployments happen. The Black Hand, of course, please join the Black Hand. One of the greatest advantages the Imperium has always had is our emphasis on metagaming, because we cannot trust the puppies. We must always know what they are doing. And the Hand did a fantastic job this entire time. I was very pleased with that. So, what else do we have? Check your emails about the multi-account discount. I believe it's something that was emailed to your accounts. That's a good question. Like, again, guys, this is a CCP situation where they're like, hey, here's this thing. And we're like, think this is the thing. We think that they cracked the door open, and we want to get our foot in that door and get them used to thinking, hey, maybe multi-account discounts are a good idea. Maybe players will use them, and then maybe we can keep the game stable. Joker Gates, got it. Wonderful. Thank you, man. That's what we've been looking for. I appreciate it. Obviously, it should be easier for us to find the discounts that the company is trying to offer to the players to help the company make more fucking money. But also, police skin should be on every ship, as well as a whole bunch of other different things. There you go. Okay, let me take some questions here and check my notes. Death Swarm, shout out. That is important. So one of the key things for people who are hearing impaired in our organization is people who are relays for them, people who are willing to relay in fleet and type out what the FCs are saying and doing such that people who are hearing impaired can play the fucking game and murder puppies with the rest of us. So every one of you that does that and assists with that deserves the shout out you're getting right now. And I also forgot to give a shout out to scouts. The problem with shout outs in many cases is that so many of you did so many things that are contributions to the greater good of the Imperium as a whole that I often feel like, fuck, I missed that. But scouts were really doing fantastic. Ector, of course, having him back and active is always wonderful. But there's a lot of other scouts besides Ector that kick ass and take names, and we appreciate all of you. There's an interesting question about, could we have a new rule in the ice bolts, etc.? Unfortunately, we're about to find out real time why we don't ask me questions like this on the fireside. One rule that barges exhumers is to strip miners, ice mining, I don't even understand here. Welcome to Goonswarm. The way that this typically works is PvE doesn't really, I'll tell you guys to huff gas and I will communicate the demands of our organization when it comes to PvE particulars, but my focus is always war, murder, and the doom of our foes. And so I don't even know. That is a very complicated thing. The rules that we have about mining have been well established and have been working well for years and 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 years now. So a lot of it just goes into the don't be a dick territory, and we're not going to try to real-time revise a mining rule on a fireside. I know it is peacetime. Sort of peacetime, right? Because again, it's not really peacetime. It's not like, oh gosh, let's all just act like there aren't an entire galaxy of puppies who fucking hate you and want to see everything that you've built destroyed, because there are. They're still there. They're still mad. So when we go into quote peacetime, unquote, what we are really doing is just arms racing as hard and as efficiently as we can, because we know they're coming for us. You guys remember on the way back from this Jeff deployment, it might be easy to have missed it. We talked about it on last week's Fireside, but Fraternity decided that they wanted to take a whack at our Dracarys Keepstar. Dracarys is in the fucking Imperium. And in the Imperium, if we get attacked, we all respond. It's like Article 5 up in this bitch. And you responded. You turned up. We defended. And then I guess they've decided to go after Brave or do something else and do whatever. But the main thing is this. That is an object lesson. At any moment where the puppies see weakness, at any moment where the puppies think that they can come after you, they will. They will. They always do. They always do. And therefore, as we go into peacetime, as I ask for you to vote for the CSM, as I ask for you to make PI, as I ask for you to find ways to huff gas so we can shit out capitals, get those capitals in your hangars, that's all because we need you to have the capital ships to shoot the fucking puppies that are coming for you with. And if we spend time, you know, faffing around about mining rules instead of stockpiling arms and equipment and training as much as we possibly can, then it will be our fault and it will be on us when they do come for us if we falter and we fail. So let's not let that fucking happen. Why do we lose J1 and 3L so fast? It looks like a retreat more than a victory. Interesting question. So it's a glassing campaign. So I do realize we've had a few corps join us recently, and people may be new to how we do things. So when we go to territory that we don't want to own, we purge everything, and then we leave. And we let everybody know, hey, we're done with this, because we are not holding Tenerifus. We were never planning on holding Tenerifus. We were not planning on holding Faith Abelis. We're not planning on holding Amist. And again, we've had some corps join us recently. So if I see new faces asking questions, I'm going to try to explain a little bit more detail so everybody gets the memo. Is, you know, half of these things, the way that works is you go, you damage the enemy, and then you leave. And you get to the end of your tantrum radius, which is your ability to purge, and then you do. You go home. So if you want to call that a retreat, okay, great. We got 2.5 regions burnt to the ground, and then we went home to make money. Gas embargo to avoid free selling our gas to enemy capital production. That's an interesting question. We're not going to do that. One of the things here is that there is a general need for gas across the entire game. And we have always trusted that if we make it easy for you guys to sell us things in 1DQ with like alliance buy orders and shit, and just generally speaking, keeping 1DQ stocked, we don't really have to go so far as to embargo or anything like that. We do want to encourage you guys to get gas and put it up in 1DQ such that we can then utilize that to make capital ships. I don't believe an embargo is necessary. It's a reasonable question. In the past, this isn't just like a feelings thing that I'm saying here. We've discussed things like embargoes in the past when it was, don't export your shit to Jita to sell it in 1DQ back before the war, and that worked out great. So we haven't, people are patriotic in this organization. We are fighting for each other. We're constantly out there. The rest of the galaxy is against us, and we just haven't had too much problems with that. That would require sort of a over-the-top rule. Just a lot of peer pressure at firesides usually does the trick. I enjoyed the Reddit thread of Pappies sucking each other off after we left, because if you check it out, they were super mad because it's like, oh, we deployed, we all let, they all blobbed up against us. We blob, they blob, but it's bad when we do it, I guess. I don't know. And then we fucked off and they got real mad. They don't really seem too happy about it. If we lost and were retreating, oh gosh, I guess I should be using a different tone of voice. But it's a reasonable question, and that's one of the things is that when we do have firesides and stuff like that, one of the things that makes us different from the bad guys is I want to take those quote uncomfortable unquote questions where here's the bad guy spin, here's what they're saying, and like here's what we're doing and why we do it. Were what we were burning floodplains? Yeah, fire ended up with like 9 fucking regions because we stabbed Test in the face so hard that they went to Outer Passage and are now flopping around Great Wildlands to die to Electus Matari. I have been monitoring what's been happening with Test, and they are actually having 30-man fleets lost to Electus Matari. Like, they are doing a fine job of just falling down a mountain on their own, and that is how Fire ended up inheriting all of these former legacy regions, and that is why we went a-glassing, and that is also why we didn't want those regions, and when we got done glassing them, we went home. And I want you guys to know this, especially if you're new and you don't understand how the glassing system works, because we're going to do that again. At every opportunity where we have a chance to do some strategic minus EV, that's negative expected value to the foe, we are going to do that. So this was, if that was your first glassing deployment, we have been doing these things for a few years now. There will be more. All right. Is there a buyback for some of the caps I'm making? I don't know enough to answer that question. But somebody who does know will say something in Elysium.
There will be no need for that.
I don't think you're going to need a buyback for caps. You can just sell them on the market. Have we heard more from... What's that?
Nothing. You will not have a problem finding a buyer if you can produce capital.
Have we heard more from Constantine the Sincere? One of the other things, like the campaign ended up sort of awkward with what unfortunately happened with Death. I haven't really seen anything worth like pinging around. Like basically we were already announcing that we were leaving because we pushed as hard as we could. We got to 40-60p, all of the enemy had deployed against us, and it was like, okay, it's time to go home. And then we found out that Death passed away. So I one of the other reasons why I'm just not really fussed about any of this stuff is I don't want to be flinging shit at the guy or any of that scenario, because it's just not the time for it. So yeah, that was basically that. Oof. Oofity oof oof. It sucks when friends pass. All right. I don't want to end the sucker on a downer. Let's take another couple questions and we're gonna get back out there. Any comment on the Sleipnir doctrine? Actually, that's a really good question. So we are reviewing our doctrines. Fleet commanders have been giving a whole bunch of feedback. We're doing a whole like after action. Let's figure out what worked, what didn't work. Should we crash a trillion Isk of Dreads into a tree again? Who knows kind of things about that entire deployment. And there was a reason why we started out with a Daka fleet. We started with a Daka fleet because the enemy was using vultures. And then as soon as we got out there and were using the Daka fleet, they stopped using vultures, and therefore there wasn't a need for using the Daka fleet as a counter. Is Sif back on the menu now that we're home? Yes, Sif is still an active doctrine, unless Arrendis is telling me otherwise, but Sif is there, Astros are there, you got your Kestrels, I saw Hartley taking them out and having some fun just the other day. Nightmares, I don't think I've ever seen people requesting nightmares on the fireside before, that's a new one. Napox. The Napox are not like they're definitely a pimped out bonus edition for Baltec fleet. But all of our FCs love them, and init uses them a whole bunch. So if you're looking for something fancy to bling out, you can pop up an APOC in your Baltec Doctrine. Can we get our max back, please? Well, if they're ever good enough to use at a strategic level, we will probably do that. It's not going to be an immediate thing. These are always based upon the optimization of what works in fleet combat to murder the puppies. So, at you know, obviously, Yacht Fleet Lifestyle is close to our hearts. We love them. We will do that when we can.
Sorry to break in. About the Paladins, have an APOC and a Paladin. And sometimes, if the FC tells you not to bring a Paladin, then don't bring it. But a lot of times, FCs don't mind it. But just have an APOC as a backup for if the FC doesn't want Paladins in the fleet.
All right, boys and girls. That is going to be it for this week. We have a bunch of peace, quote, peacetime work to do. That means doing whatever you can to get rich, help your fellow goons get rich, and also shit out as much PI, gas, and capital ships as you possibly can. Thank you for coming. Let's get back out there. And you're going to be hearing in every prime time going forward in this next week or so of the CSM silly season. We have got to beat the puppies. They're going to try to put Kenneth Feld back on the fucking CSM. They're going to do all their same old shit. But this time, Gobbins and Villy and Progod are term limited or just not running. So it's going to be a little bit more interesting of a scenario for us. So please vote exactly the way that the state asks you to. Exercising your freedom of choice and conscience, of course, to do exactly as we tell you. And yeah, let's get back out there. We will see you next week.